Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. Since the 18th of August 2025, I want to talk today about whether or not you can succeed as a business owner, as an MSP owner, if you continue to be a control freak. Now, don't switch off, don't be offended. I just called you a control freak, but you know what? I'm a control freak too. Aren't we all control freaks in a way? In fact, isn't that one of the reasons why we start our own business in the first place? We start the business because we want freedom, don't we? We want freedom to know who we're going to work with, what work we're going to do, who we're going to do it for, when we're going to do it. Part of that, part of why we start a business is freedom. But another important part is control. In fact, I would argue all of those things I just mentioned there, it's the freedom to do those things and the control over those things. So if you get a client you don't want to work with, you have the control and freedom to get rid of that client, right? Same with staff, the same with the way things are done in your business, all of that. So I believe that most business owners are control freaks. And, you know, I've been in business for 20 years and I still control freak large elements of my business. But not all of them, because I've learned along the way that you have to let go of certain details within your business. Now, what details do you let go of and what details do you hang on to? Well, for example, I produce all of the content that we do for our own marketing. So I produce this, I do the podcast, I do all the writing, it's all me, right? But I've let go of the actual distribution of that. So I originate that content, I create it, I use as many tools as I can to make that easy. But I let my team do the actual distribution. So this Monday motivation, I don't load this. I record this, I come up with the idea, I record it, and then Laura does all of the rest of the work, right? So I write the description for it and she loads it into the podcast platform. She makes sure that it's set up properly. She tests it, she checks it. She loads the Facebook post, she loads the, loads it into the portal. She does all of that work. And it's the same with the podcast, where it's actually Laura and James and Simon. I've got a whole team, and the same with a whole load of other stuff. Now, in the past, I would have control freaked that. So I would have wanted to have signed it all off and checked it all. But my team are well-trained. They've got really clear processes and I trust them to get on with it. And actually, because there's a team of them working together, they tend to pick up mistakes themselves. So does this mean that some mistakes creep in? Yes, inevitably, because there's not one ultimate control freaking it. But is it worth it? Does it mean that I can do more things? Yes, it does. It's the same with the content that we produce for you, right? So I if you go back to the start of this business 9 years ago, I wrote all of that. I wrote it all, I proofed it, you know, I corrected it, I checked it. And after 9 years, you can't keep doing that. Certainly not when you're producing, I think it's about 350 to 400 pieces of content a month. So now my entire team does it. I sign it off, but I sign off finished items. That's all I do. And, you know, I'll find perhaps 10% of things that I want to make little tweaks or adjustments to. But that's because Claire, who's my editor and our writer and our proof checker and Sarah and Laura and all of our team, they do a fantastic job because they're well-trained, they've got systems, and ultimately we're consistent. You know, we don't swap people around, we stick with the same people long-term. And I honestly believe that if you want to grow your business past it being something that you can control, the first thing you have to do is you have to lose the control freakery. You have to be able to let go, to put in place systems and training and checks and balances, but then let go and let good people, well, hire good people and let those good people go and do the work that you've hired them to do. And I say this knowing it's the hardest thing to do. And this isn't just me saying that. I was interviewing someone for my podcast a couple of weeks ago who'll be on in September, October, sometime like that. A successful MSP owner who's actually created a side hustle that was way more successful than his MSP. And he's recently let go of the MSP. He still owns it, but he's let go of running it so he can concentrate on the side hustle that's much bigger. And it's exactly this. All the things I was just talking about, the exact same problems of holding on to things because we're the control freak, what it does is it limits the growth of the business to us. If you can't work more than 80 hours a week because you're human and you're getting older, then the business is never going to be more than what you can do in 80 hours a week. That is your challenge, to let go, to put in place good people, train them well, systemize them well, trust them, take your hands away and go and focus on the things that only you can do while someone else kind of control freaks the details and other aspects of your business. Now, I know you might struggle with this, so let's have a conversation about it. I have these drop-in marketing clinics that I do normally twice a week. This week, it's only going to be one, which is tomorrow, Tuesday the 19th, but I would love to talk to you in that drop-in clinic. And of course, you're always welcome to discuss something like this in our members-only Facebook group. So I'll see you next Monday. Have a very profitable week in your MSP.